Blog Talk Radio.
Sneaky boy Key, I want to do this in.
Everybody knows that they're guilty. Everybody knows that they've lied. Everybody knows that they're guilty. Resting on their conscience, eating their inside. It's freedom. Said it's freedom time now. It's freedom. Said it's freedom time now. Time to get free. Give the sense of now. It's freedom.
That it's freedom time, y'all. There's a war in the mind over territory for the dominion. Who will dominate the opinions, schisms, and isms, keeping us in forms of religion, conforming our vision to the world church's decision, trapped in a section, submitted to committee election, moral infection, epidemic lies and deception, insurrection of the highest possible order, distort, and I take recorders from hearing like underwater, beyond the borders, find ascending disorder, bound by the strategy of systemic depravity, heavy as gravity, head first in the cavity, without a bottom, a fate worse than Sodom. What's got them drunk off the spirits? Truth comes, we can't hear it when you've been programmed to fear it. I had a vision, I was falling in indecision, appalling, calling religion to program on television. How can dominant wisdom be recognized in a system of antichrist and majority rules, intelligent fools? PhDs in illusion, masters of mass confusion, bachelors of past delusion. Now who you choosing? The head of the tail, the bloodshed of the male, or confidence in the veil? Conferences at Yale, discussing doctrines of Baal, causing people to fail, keeping the third in jail. His word is nailed, everything to the tree, severing all of me from all that I used to be. Formless and void, totally paranoid, enjoying darkness as Lord, keeping me from the sword. Blocked from mercy, bitter than thirsty, hungry and thirsty for good meat we would eat, and still dine at the table of deceit. How incomplete, from confrontation to retreat, we belong to true enemies defeat, destitute of necessity, causing desperation to get the best of me, punishment so there was nothing left of me, realizing the unescapable destiny, no options in the valley of decision, the only doctrine supernatural circumcision. Inwardly, only water can purge the heart from words to fiery darts thrown by the workers of the arts. Iniquity shaping in, there's no escaping when your whole philosophy is paper thin. In vanity, the wide road is insanity. Could it be all of humanity? Picture that, scripture that. The origin of man's heart is black. How can we show up for an invisible war? Preoccupied with a shadow, making love with a whore, aching his sores, Babylon the great mystery, mother of human history, system of social sorcery. Our present condition needs serious recognition. Where there's no repentance, there can be no remission. And that sentence more serious than Vietnam, the atom bomb in Saddam, and Minister Farrakhan. What's going on? What's the priority to you? By what authority do we do? The majority hasn't a clue. We've majored in curses, searched the chapters, checked the verses, recaptured the land, removed the mark from off our hands, so we can stand in agreement with his command. Everything else is damn, let them with ears understand. Everything else is damn, let them with ears understand. It's freedom, man. Said it's freedom time now. It's freedom. Said it's freedom time now. It's freedom. I'ma be who I am. It's freedom time. Inside. Everybody knows that.
Peace and blessings, peace and blessings. All across the Youth Summit, you know what I'm saying, all that's listening to the All Free Alabama Movement, all the mothers and friends, you know, and all the ones that's listening tonight, you know, and to my co-hosts, you know what I'm saying, and to the family that's online right now. You know, we're getting back to the segment part two of Stop the Madness, Stop the Violence, you know what I'm saying. I'm your host, Kaka Damu, you know what I'm saying, with my co-host Zion. You know what I'm saying? We'll be mostly speaking on Stop the Madness and Stop the Violence. And with that, I peace.
That's peace, God. Being born into the original cipher, I felt Zion, firm believer in the concept and ideologies of growth and development, a vanguard for the liberation of oppressed people, as well as a true firm believer in freedom, justice, and equality. As my co-host said, tonight's topic, we'll be speaking on part two of Stop the Madness, Stop the Violence. But before we go any further, I would like to greet everyone across the platform with peace and blessings. I would most definitely like to give peace and blessings to mothers and family for their support and for keeping us grounded with this Youth Summit platform. Also, I want to thank the different individuals and the different organizations that came out for this past weekend rally of Incarcerated Lives Matter, because not only does all lives matter, but as well as the lost brothers that are behind enemy lines as well, lives matter as well, because we're also human beings. And I just want to thank everyone that said it came out in support of Incarcerated Lives Matter rally this weekend. And hopefully we can get a chance to do it again. With that, I'm going to allow my co-host to get ready to open us back up, and then we'll get to our build on the topic of stopping the madness and stopping the violence, building towards solutions, and destroying the problem. With that, I yield.
Peace, God. Peace, God, God, and justice. Peace, God, God, and justice. Each and every day, each and every one, I'm going to show and prove and teach the righteous way. Peace, God, God, and justice. Peace, God, God, and justice. Knowledge is the foundation, wisdom is the way. Understanding shows that you're on your way. Cause is our God, power is truth. And quite only shows that you planted your roots. God came to teach us the righteous way. Now must build on what he has taught. Feel to be born to this most glorious day. Knowledge of the cipher and you to let you know that God is right amongst you. Peace, God. Being born to the written cipher of myself, I Damu Amon. See today's signs as stop the violence, stop the madness, or stop the madness, stop the violence. You know what I'm saying? Reiterated in any form or fashion, it really doesn't matter because it has to be stopped. You know what I'm saying? And signs and solutions, answers and modifications, you know what I'm saying? It has to be stopped. You know what I'm saying? Basically, because in order to have an answer to this solution, it has to be completed. And therefore, if you don't have a solution, you have no completion to these answers. And therefore, the madness will continuously go on. You know what I'm saying? You just look in the magazine or the paper every day, you know, you can see the police always, you know what I'm saying, murdering a young victim, you know what I'm saying, or a young female, a young black female, you know what I'm saying, like the young female that was just sitting in her car, and a stray bullet hit her by a sergeant, a reckless sergeant, an officer, the ones who supposed to serve and protect. The ones who supposed to protect our communities, you know what I'm saying, supposed to keep us safe from criminals, you know what I'm saying, have became the criminals, you know what I'm saying, have built an animosity environment for us to live in, you know what I'm saying, where we can't even walk across the street because we scared we're going to get hit by a stray bullet, you know what I'm saying. That's why it's so important to stop the madness and stop the violence, because the ones who are supposed to be stopping the situation are making the situation worse, you know what I'm saying. And I also want to say RIP to the guy on Mario Wood in San Francisco, you know what I'm saying, who was killed by the police or whatever, you know what I'm saying, and that reckless, you know what I'm saying, negligence, you know what I'm saying, of what they call justice. And, you know, we're going to speak a little more on tonight about solutions at hand, you know what I'm saying? And like me and my God were speaking on deeper unification on how we can change these situations and make these things better, you know what I'm saying, and find solutions on how we can change these things and so we can come out of these certain problems and circumstances that we'll succumb to. And with that, I peace.
That's power, God. Just like my Coles was just saying, if we remember last week, Bill, on Stop the Violence, Stop the Madness, Stop the Madness, Stop the Violence, we were speaking about protecting our community, protecting our families, and protecting our streets. And we know that we're dealing with the youth right now because we know that the youth is our future. Right now, we're living in a dangerous world. And it's not a dangerous world, not because of people who do evil, but because of the people who fail to do anything about it. And that's where we're at right now. We live in a society that glamorizes violence. We have begun to fashion our whole way of being around a violent nature. And then this is the problem in itself. And in identifying this problem, we must come up with necessary solutions to destroy this problem before it destroys us. If you look at the news, you listen to the radio, you look in the magazine, the newspaper, every day you always seeing that another life, another soul has been taken by someone that resembles them, comes from similar backgrounds, similar education system. But yet and still, when you get to the root of it, it's meaningless. It has no merit. How did we get in this state? That's the question that I want to ask. How did we get in the state of animalistic savagery? And what I mean is to the point where it's okay to harm another human being, to take another life, as I once said, with no regard. It seems like today that our kids, all that they're being taught is violence. And it's starting very young. Because the things that we're telling our children is, don't do all that crying. If somebody hits you, you hit them back. Or we allow our kids to see and watch and hear any and everything. But yet and still, we get upset when we got to get a call from school or from one of the family members saying that our child has been acting out while they have been in our presence. And this is the nature in itself. How did our kids get to this state, and what are we going to do about it? Like I say, our kids have been introduced to violence in spite of already being brought up in a violent environment. How can we get away from this problem? Well, first of all, like I said, we must identify the problem. And we know that the problem, first and foremost, starts in the household. Because things that we say out of our mouth, I say we, I'm talking about the adults, the responsible parents, you know, the ones that are supposed to be setting the tone in the household, the image that we portray around our kids, the picture that we allow our kids to see, you know, whether it's the cowboy and Indian movies, the kung fu movies, the action movies, you know, the TV shows, whether it's Empire or, you know, these other little shows, sitcoms that they have that glamorizes things that keep us disharmonized. And this is what we got to get away from. We got to start being honest with ourselves and saying, hey, am I being a part of the problem or am I coming up with a solution? last week, like I said, we know that we spoke on many different facts of dealing with the youth and the senseless violence that have been taking place throughout the United States and throughout the world. And we are dying at an alarming rate to the point that a black man is becoming a diminishing breed. And it's sad, but something must be done. And like I said, the problem has already been identified. Now, what are we going to do to alleviate this problem? First and foremost, I want to speak on guarding the tongue, because that's where it started with first, things that we say out of our mouths. We got to realize that our kids are like sponges. We already know that it has been proven that the mind doesn't fully develop or reach its full potential or stage of development until the right age of 40. So there's no doubt that an infant mind in its infant stage of development may seem like it may not gradually be picking up the things that we may pick up at a rapid rate, but we still must realize that these kids are soaking up these things like sponges. And we must be mindful of this. Not of just the things that we say, but the things that we do and the images that we allow our kids to see. The tongue is a double-edged sword. Not only can it bless, it can curse. Why would you curse something that is designed to bring about blessing? And in that, I mean that we all was created out of greatness to reach our greatest and full potential. But yet it's still, we would curse the very thing that we blessed or that was blessed. And this is the thing that we got to get out of. Like I said, we already identified what the problem is. We know that we are the problem. And I say we, I keep speaking about the adults, because we are the prime example of things that our kids see. Now, in identifying this problem, what are we going to do to alleviate it? And at first, like I say, it must start with us and the things that we say, and that's guarding our tongue. We got to start being more selfless in our deeds and our actions. Because the things that we say and the things that we do, not only ourselves, but those that are around us. And this is why we're in the state that we're in now. But with that, I'm going to yield right now, and I'm going to let my co-host come in and give his breakdown of coming up with some solutions to this problem. With that, I peace.
Oh, God. Peace, God. Yes, basically, with my input, I say, like I said, we need more science solutions, because, you know, anytime, you know, I have a solution that's basically that's sanctioned, it's not yet finished or completed. And you need, basically, deeper unification, being more attuned with reality, more family values. And these are the things that are not being done or used nowadays, you know what I'm saying? Like, we were speaking on different talk shows nowadays that they promote, different things that they promote nowadays are the wrong type of things that we need in our environment. You know, it might be good for ratings on TV, but it's not good for what actually goes on within communities, you know what I'm saying, or within a household. Or, you know what I'm saying, of a family, you know what I'm saying, like people drinking or promoting homosexuality or going to prison or promoting violence, you know what I'm saying, promoting sexual marriage, you know what I'm saying, putting standards on for these things, you know what I'm saying, and these are things that contribute to, you know what I'm saying, the ideologies and the mind frames of the that we have nowadays. People have put aside, you know what I'm saying, getting the youth together and just going out and just taking money, you know what I'm saying, and they neighborhood just for a certain fund, you know what I'm saying? It could just be for a bigger fund, you know what I'm saying? It's all type of things that we have to get back from the new aspect of things, of how we doing things nowadays. And nowadays, every time a kid leaves out of their house, you see somebody trying to get into a fight, or you see guys gang bang selling dope on the corner, you know what I'm saying? Or you have a father who isn't there, you know what I'm saying, for their child, you know what I'm saying? Or a mother who sprung out on crack, you know what I'm saying? These are, is why, you know what I'm saying, some of the children grow up, go to what they go through, or a person ends up in prison, you know what I'm saying? Or reason why certain sons are not being fathers to their sons, you know what I'm saying? And these are perfect reasons for enhancing the violence in our neighborhoods and get back to more morality. You know what I'm saying? And I was checking the article, and I was seeing how Daniel Lemon, you know what I'm saying, on June 3rd, a 14-year-old 8th grade student at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Academic Middle School, the youngest recipient of the community board, was the youngest to ever receive a Peacemaker Award. You know what I'm saying? And that's very comfortable, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, she's a young black female, a young black woman, so she's in the perfect direction. And, you know, we need more people like her, you know what I'm saying? She's an 8th grade student. We need more people like her. But also, she's promoting a different lifestyle besides what my girl was saying, glamorization of gangsterism. You know what I'm saying? A whole different type of lifestyle. It's nothing wrong with being intelligent. There's nothing wrong with being on the Sky Bowls team. There's nothing wrong with having an honor roll. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody tell you that it's something wrong with thinking. You know what I'm saying? Tell me the other day that he was mad that I actually filed my paperwork. You know what I'm saying? You can't get mad because somebody's intelligent or smart, or they know what goals to go, you know what I'm saying, or what goals to go to in a situation, or they know what started and won't go up the chain of command. Don't never be scared to go up the chain of command. Don't never stop. There's always someone who got a position ahead of that next person who tells you that you can't do this or you can't do that. There's always a person who's over that person. They always have a supervisor, and that supervisor has another supervisor, and that supervisor has a person over him. You know what I'm saying? And it goes on and so on. You know what I'm saying? And that type of mind frame keep you in a business managing mentality where you won't think about the small things in life that can drag you down to a violent nature. You know what I'm saying? Because petty necessity, you know what I'm saying, brings about a small type of mind frame, you know what I'm saying, a small type of thinking stature, you know what I'm saying, for violence. You know what I'm saying? Because basically the statistic nowadays for violence is drugs, you know what I'm saying, high school dropouts, college dropouts, or school dropouts, you know what I'm saying, lower poverty black communities, you know what I'm saying? But I've also seen a lot of lower black poverty communities where it's a lot of intelligent kids that graduate from college, you know what I'm saying? And that's where a lot of the college greats exceed, you know what I'm saying? So it's not an excuse for the violence. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it plays a role. I'm saying become a product of your environment. You know what I'm saying? Always, you know what I'm saying, promote the best. Promote productive. Don't promote violence. You know what I'm saying? Because violence is a part of nature. You know what I'm saying? It's going to happen regardless. But don't make it a first objective to every situation, because it can't solve every situation. It's a last result. But it's also a center to conflict resolution when your human rights are being violated. You know what I'm saying? So basically with that, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying that we need more deeper unification, you know what I'm saying, more unity within our families, you know what I'm saying, more better communication, more effective communication, not just communicate, effective communication, you know what I'm saying? When I say effect, you know, for every cause, there's an effect. You know what I'm saying? And so basically, if it's an effective community, I mean, it's actually having, how can I basically word this? It's having a good, and I say effect, basically, you know what I'm saying? But is actually working, basically. That's what I'm saying. And so that's what I mean by deeper unification. We have to have more community. We have to talk more. You know what I'm saying? We have to actually break things down better and start actually getting better understanding, you know what I'm saying? Perceiving, to see what the third eye, being able to properly weigh and judge thoughts and actions, you know what I'm saying? And that's some of my solutions, you know what I'm saying, to that problem, you know what I'm saying? And with that, I'm a yield to my God. Now, peace.
That's power, guys. That's power. I'm glad that you brought that out, you know what I'm saying? Because the context of the things that we see, you know what I'm saying, whether it's through the movies or whatever that we see on TV, these days it's over-sexualized, it's super hyped up with violence. Like I said, no regards for the next person's life, and this is the thing that our kids are being taught, you know what I'm saying? We're being taught that the first thing that you do if somebody violates you is to put up your dukes, fight, you know what I'm saying? Instead of coming down and getting an understanding, you know, finding out why, you know, a person would do something that they would do, and then come up with, you know, a mutual way of compromising and meeting each other eye to eye or halfway, whereas both parties can be, you know, in a win-win situation. And if we look at the music, you know what I'm saying, the things that we're listening to, you know, we don't have the old-school music that came up at one time where that talked about love all the time, you know, talked about family unity, talked about conditions that was going on at the time, talked about the strength. You know, now we got the music that talks about, all it talks about is glamorizing violence, glamorizing materialistic things. You know what I'm saying? And this is the thing that we got to safeguard. We got to safeguard these things and be mindful, like I say, of what we allow our kids to see, hear, and do. You know what I'm saying? We're, once again, we're allowing our kids to raise themselves. You know, I understand that it's hard for a single-parent mom or grandmother or whatever to raise, you know, several kids on their own and not really having that energy when she get home from our work to be mindful of what's going on or be attentive of what's going on with her kids. But at the same time, she got to, because not only does her livelihood or her well-being is at stake, but the foundation and the future of our generation is as well. And we're to the point now where, you know, we're in a society that violence is all we know. You know, what happened to love? What happened to family reunions? What happened to, you know, your next door neighbor coming over and you all sitting on the porch and sharing a glass of, you know, pink lemonade or whatever? You know, what happened to, you know, the next door neighbor just moving in and you going over and you greeting them with, you know, a housewarming gift, and they got kids, and you bring your kids over, and they're allowing them to interact and meet with each other. And not only just that, we have allowed our kids to see color. Even though their color is still very vibrant and in the picture, it does not have to deal with racism, because even though my skin complexion may not be the same as yours, that doesn't mean that we can have a mutual understanding and live together amongst each other without friction and chaos. And this is what we got to start instilling into our kids. When our kids are going to the playground and we're allowing them to play, you know, we got to start showing them that playing is not the same thing as fighting. We got to show them that playing is all a part of communication, all a part of building friendship, all a part of building camaraderie, love, you know, the next one helping someone, you know. A hurting person don't always need an accusing finger. They just need a helping hand. And this is what we got to start getting back to. We got to start reaching our hands out to helping someone out instead of reaching our hands out with a gun in it or reaching our hands out with closed fists. And I say it starts with us because we're the problem because we created this monster. We're the one that created this madness. So if we don't do something about it, then guess what is going to happen? It's going to continue to fester and grow. And it's going to be like cancer. And it's going to be incurable. But we're at the stage now where we know that it can be cured. So what are we going to do about the cure? The solution is, first of all, we got to start being conscious of what we see, of what we see, of the things that we take in, the traits that we allow ourselves to display, the characteristics, watching the soap operas and all that stuff. We got to get away from that because these things are the things that become a part of our lives, and we're allowing this to play a role in how we rear our kids, how we deal with and socialize and interact with people on a day-to-day basis. We got to get away from that. We got to start coming up with content of things that bring about family wholeness, bring about unity, bring about togetherness, love. This is what we got to start showing our kids. Because if not, we're going to continue to get what we've been getting, and our conditions are going to continue to get worse. Like I said, we already know what the problem is, so what are we going to do to come up with some solutions? Right now, I'm going to open the lines up, and I want to find out to this topic. We have identified the problem. So what are going to be the solutions to destroying this problem? Queen Kamara, do we have any callers?
Yeah, we don't have any callers.
Okay, we don't have any callers at this time. Okay, then. I want to build on another thing.
Peace, Quinn.
I said Hassan's power drop. He said something about his battery was going dead.
All right. Yeah, my bad, you heard.
Do you want to bring this caller in? They just hit one.
Yeah, call on the line.
Yes, 4639.
Yes, 4639. Last four digits of your number is 4639. You are now in the queue.
Yes. I have a boyfriend that's incarcerated, and I have a 3-year-old son, and he's biracial. And he is very influenced by the music that he hears on the radio. Like, all he hears is about shooting, killing, getting money, what you need, you know, assets, breasts, butts. He's 3 years old. He's 3 years old, and this is the stuff that he hears. So this is the stuff that he repeats. So therefore, once I hear him say stuff like that, like, I disobey him, but I'm not just going, you know, just whooping them is not going to get it. I take away the things that he care about. That tablet, I take it away. That television, I take it away. Them toys, I take it away. No outside, I take it away. But my boyfriend that's incarcerated actually informs him with knowledge and let him know that you're not going to be where I'm going to be at. You're going to be better than me. So therefore, He's not my son's father. He's his stepfather, but he encourages him a lot. So I think our black men is like being incarcerated is really a bad situation for our young black boys and men that's out here still in the streets because that's all they care about. Who's harder than who? Who's more gangster than who? And it's more and more black people dying every single day. And my son is biracial. I don't want my son to have to feel like, okay, well, he's biracial. He doesn't know if he's on the white side or he's on the black side, because they already look at him now like he's different because he's biracial, because he's black and white. So therefore, I let him play with anybody. But he used to be that child that if you hit me, I'm gonna hit you back. No, you don't do that. You don't supposed to hit them back. You go tell your mom. You let your mom handle that situation. And that mom supposed to tell that other child's mom, well, you need to teach your child you don't supposed to hit another child, because somebody could really, what if that child really gets something that really hurts your child? Because that's what they're being taught. But my son's stepfather that's incarcerated is very helpful with my 3-year-old son, because I'm a single parent. I have nobody but my mom that helps me. It's me, my mom, and my son, and my 3-year-old. His name is JD. As of right now, I have 2 broke feet, and I still get the job done. I can't complain about, oh, I have to do this, I have to do that for my son. I have to do it, because it's my responsibility. Ain't nobody else going to do it. Everybody else do what they can do. I have to do what I have to do for him. And that's why I'm very thankful for my boyfriend that's incarcerated, and I love him truly, and that's all I have to say.
Okay, I thank you for that, Queen, you know what I'm saying, for calling in, for those words of encouragement, those beautiful words, you know what I'm saying, for the youth, and I totally agree, you know, basically, you know, we have always talked, you know what I'm saying, well, you know, somebody hits you, you gotta hit back, you know what I'm saying, but a lot of times, that's not always the solution. You know, we're trying to get more into solution. That's why we were speaking on early, deeper unifications. You know, we keep going on with the same cycle. The same cycle is just going to keep repeating itself, you know what I'm saying? And the solution will never be met. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I seen how you were speaking about how he's a biracial. And that's right. You know what I'm saying? It's not about race. It's not about that, because even back in the days, you know what I'm saying, you had more Caucasians in slavery than African Americans, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. in the early 1500s, 1600s, you know what I'm saying? And so it wasn't about the color, it was about who was poor, who was more poor, you know what I'm saying, who was more indigenous or more indigent, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we're still going through now, and that's how we're trying to change the cycle, you know what I'm saying? So we can stop the madness, stop the violence, that'll give us more time to get on with just business management, economic growth, you know what I'm saying, for our community, you know what I'm saying, for the ones in poverty and the ones in the urban communities, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. I appreciate you for calling the line.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Queen, do we have any more callers on the line?
No, we don't.
You don't? Okay. But I just want to finish off what my girl was saying about solutions on stopping the madness and stopping the violence, you know what I'm saying? And he was saying about teaching kids more about stop fighting, you know what I'm saying, teaching them more about playing and fighting, you know what I'm saying, the difference between playing and fighting. I see a lot of people have lost sight of what really a fight is, you know what I'm saying. See, a fight is enduring, you know what I'm saying, for the win, you know what I'm saying. A lot of people fighting for the wrong reason. Now, they're not fighting for the reason they're supposed to be fighting for. They're not fighting for their rights. You know what I'm saying? They're really fighting for ignorance, you know what I'm saying, and bliss. And so nowadays, a lot of people, they have began to fight, and they don't know what they're fighting for. You know what I'm saying? But we're playing, you know what I'm saying? We need more recreation. You know what I'm saying? When we're playing for recreational purposes and health. You know what I'm saying? It's not playing with somebody's emotions or playing with somebody's mind, you know what I'm saying, or playing with somebody's life, you know what I'm saying, because every day that we wake up, there's a young black child that loses their life, or a young child that loses their life, or goes to prison, or catches a case, or kills another young black child, you know what I'm saying, or another police officer kills another black child, you know what I'm saying, and it's sad because we have so many of these guys in the community nowadays who they are, you know what I'm saying, part of the community and what they are doing, you know what I'm saying, in whatever way they contribute. Even if they don't have a job, you know what I'm saying, we ain't got to go into no full details, but it's just that whatever community that they're in, that role that they play, we need more of you guys, you know what I'm saying, that know the streets, to start taking more time out with the kids that are there, you know what I'm saying, even for guys that ain't not in prison, you know what I'm saying, y'all have to be there for those children. You might say, well, oh, that ain't my child, just because he out there running around on the block, and I call his dad in prison. But shoot, what if you was in prison and your child was running around in the street? You know what I'm saying? I can remember a time back when came into my circumstances, and I was walking up the street, and I seen a little girl, 2 years old, just in the middle of the street in the projects. You know what I'm saying? And I asked her where her mama was, and she just looked at me and started laughing. So I grabbed her and her 3-year-old little sister, took them to the store. My popsicle and some candy and stuff with my little home girl stuff. From at that time, one of my best friends was in prison, and I was the kids. So when I came back up the sidewalk, I seen the female, the mother, you know what I'm saying, and one of her friends, a male, looking for her daughters, you know what I'm saying. And when she greeted me, you know what I'm saying, with some harsh words. You know what I'm saying? And it really did something to me on the strength, because I know I would have been a sick, sadistic, you know what I'm saying, person that children could have came up missing, you know what I'm saying? Or they could have been molested, you know what I'm saying? Or anything could have happened right there, you know what I'm saying? And so she gets mad at me because I took her daughter to the store and bought them something to eat when they was playing in the middle of a busy highway, you know what I'm saying? She did not know where they was. And I told her, I said, you need to start keeping on your children. You know what I'm saying? I said, because a car could have hit them. You would have never even know. You know what I'm saying? And you walk them. Because you don't know too many people that are going to do that right there, especially in the environment that we in. And we need more people. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's not raised like that. Everybody's not going to do the same type of thing. Like the same type of scenario. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why you have to be more in tune with your morality. We have to start teaching more family values. And, you know what I'm saying? The ups and downs. Everybody has flaws. Everybody has problems. But we have to teach more about family values and deeper unification and more solutions to these problems. And, Queen, do we have more callers online?
No, we don't.
Don't. All right. But, yes, I want to go back to, I was speaking about the young girl, Danielle Lemon, which is a 14-year-old 8th grade student at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Academic Middle School, which is the youngest recipient of her community's board. She was the youngest to ever receive a Peacemaker Award, you know what I'm saying? And that's, like I said, very commendable, because there's not too many children or young females or young males in America, you see, striving to be a peacemaker, you know what I'm saying, or learning about their history, of course, or learning how to find solutions and strategic problems that's becoming a problem with the madness of the violence, you know what I'm saying, escalating in our communities. You know, like I was speaking on the last statement, that a protest began in Mobile, you know what I'm saying, called Stop the Madness, you know what I'm saying, a guy in Mobile, you know what I'm saying, lost his life, you know what I'm saying, to a straight bullet during the drive-by, you know, and these are some of the reasons why it's important to keep your eyes on your children, you know what I'm saying, and I always know where they at, even when they tell you they here, they there. Always just do a background check. If you gotta just double check, you ain't stalking your kids. You know what I'm saying? You making sure, you know what I'm saying, that they're safe. You know what I'm saying? Because I got brothers at the present time now. Both of them died big. One of them's 8. One of them's 10. You know what I'm saying? And therefore, you know what I'm saying, even though they might tell me they're alright, I still may check the blood sugar. You know what I'm saying? Because you just never know. You know what I'm saying? And not too long ago, he was in the hospital, And the oldest, and he had blood sugar went to 900 and something. But we would have never known, you know what I'm saying, if we wouldn't check. You know what I'm saying? And these are the reason why you have to do a check on children, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times children go with what another child does, because people plays a big major role in this society. And so they go off with what other kids do. And so it's a lot of times hard for them to explain themselves to their parent. Or, you know what I'm saying, an older brother or sister going on with them. It's hard to tell you that they're really, you know, when they go out, or when they go around the corner, because they don't want you to tell them, oh, we can't go around the corner no more. Bullet. So therefore, they keep it to themselves. They might come home and they say, oh, I got a scratch on my arm. But then you be like, where the scratch came from? Oh, I feel. I'm telling you, somebody twisted their arm, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying, went in their pocket and took something from them, and they scared to tell you. They been being bullied, they have a problem, you know what I'm saying? And that's why it's good to have, like I said, deeper unification, more unity. Or it'll be easier for your child to communicate, more effective communication, you know what I'm saying, where they actually can understand and sit down, they're more sufficient, you know what I'm saying, conversations with each other. And these are some of the main purposes that is good for us to start getting together, and there's reasons of to stop the madness and stop the violence. You know what I'm saying? It's sick. You know, when we don't have any more callers.
No, we don't.
Don't.
We have like 12 minutes left for the show.
12 minutes left.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I was trying to be keen. One second. Yes, yeah, back to the. You hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
You hear me? All right. I want to also speak on.
If you want to go ahead and close out, you can, because it's only like three people listening.
Yeah, because I keep having difficulty with my phone. I want to keep walking around different spots, right?
I mean, it's fine if you want to go ahead and close out. And we can do a part three next week.
Do a part three. All right. Well, but to all the listeners tonight that were listening, you know what I'm saying, to the Free Alabama Movement and to the mothers and friends, you know what I'm saying, all the listeners, you know what I'm saying, across the nation, you know, we basically trying to find better solutions to these problems every day at hand. You know, it's sad every day when you cut on your TV and you seen an innocent person that's lost their life, you know what I'm saying? And so even with the situation that's going on nowadays with the war, you know, it's a lot of people fighting a senseless war for no reason, you know, and they're not very certain on the reasons why we're fighting. And, you know, I had a partner in the Army. He just got him an honorable discharge because he found knowledge of self. And he was saying that he got tired of fighting a war. You know what I'm saying? That was initiated by the people that say that we were being oppressed. You know what I'm saying? And so that says a major statement, though. You know what I'm saying? Because how can you be oppressed when you actually going to somebody else's country taking something from them? You know what I'm saying? It goes back to like what I was saying about how a lot of the war on drugs started when Ronald Reagan over there to Nicaragua and took over Nicaragua and took over most of their crack fields, you know what I'm saying, the coke lead fields, and gave it to Comandante Escobar, you know what I'm saying, the head of the Medellin cartel, and they took it to Miami, you know what I'm saying. They came from Cuba and came into the United States and started bringing $350 million worth of dope to the United States every year, you know what I'm saying, for 8 years, you know what I'm saying? So they were, you know what I'm saying, they were stopped or whatever, but they were, if these are just certain reasons why a lot of people don't know that by you being a drug dealer, you still are being a part of the government because the government is the one who gives you this. So it's hard not to have a Navy or Air Force, and they saying that all these drugs coming through the water, and you think they ain't got no knowledge of it. You know what I'm saying? So it's, that's just something that we need to take a big look at. You know what I'm saying? And somebody always calling somebody a snitch or a rat. You know what I'm saying? Basically, anybody who is a part of this organization is a police, because these are the ones or the people that give it to you. You know what I'm saying? That's why they were saying Frank Lucas, you know what I'm saying, was a police, because he told on police. He never told on a person that gave him dope. He just told on officers that plugged him in. So, you know what I'm saying, that makes him a police. You know what I'm saying? The only way you really can beat the police is if you put them against each other. So when you get put in that type of position, you really ain't got no other choice. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes down to it, the oppressor is the one who gives you this. You know what I'm saying? So these are multiple reasons why our environments are the way they are now, and they promote, you know what I'm saying, more gun laws. You know what I'm saying? But they keep saying that we having more murders and more violence, but they steady keep making new guns, and they keep, you know what I'm saying, they keep on bringing up new sales. Every day, it's the gun license rates is going up every day. You know what I'm saying? Every day. You know what I'm saying? So these are statistics that need to be looked at, and the reason for stop the violence, stop the madness, because there's these statistics are steadily rising, and there's nothing being done about it. You know what I'm saying? But to the Free Alabama Movement, to the mothers and friends and everybody who's listening across the platform, you know what I'm saying, stop the madness, stop the violence. We need deeper unification and more solutions to these problems. And I'm your host, Kaka Damu, you know what I'm saying. My co-host, he had to leave, you know what I'm saying, due to technical difficulties. And all to all the queens and the other kings that's listening, you know what I'm saying. I peace with that and peace and blessings to all, you know what I'm saying. Everybody have a blessed day, you know what I'm saying.
Darkness no longer, a child is born. Mother shed tears of joy as baby kissed his lungs. My daddy's not there where he ought to be. Somewhere in Georgia, skinning and shooting craps on his knee. Another victim born out here in the hood. And based on statistics, it really ain't all good.